Harold Lindsdale once said, "It's right for the church to be in the world. It's wrong for the world to be in the church. A boat in the water is good. That's what boats are for. However, when the water gets inside the boat, it sinks." Are you a boat on the water, or do you have water in your boat? And if you have water in your boat, what should you do? That's what we're discussing today on Day by Day. James chapter 4, verse 4. "You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Adultery is the breaking of a marital vow. It involves unfaithfulness to that vow. And in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel was viewed as having been bound to the Lord through a marriage vow. It says this, "For your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth." Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5. And this same metaphor is seen in the New Testament with the church, that we have been betrothed to Jesus, that we are to be His bride. The marriage ceremony hasn't taken place yet. It awaits the return of the groom at the second coming of Christ. But in the meanwhile, we are to be faithful as a bride. Look what James calls the unfaithful in verse 4, adulterers. Now, if you read that and just took it for face value, you would think that they were sleeping around and they were leaving one another's wives and husbands going after other people, but that's not what James is saying. In fact, one version says that they were like unfaithful wives having illicit love affairs with the world. And if we notice in the passage that we did read from the ESV, it says that they had friendship with the world. That's a casual word, a safe word, not extremely close to the world, just friends. Jesus talked about this when he talked about his own generation as wicked and adulterous. The biggest challenge that the church faces today is friendliness with worldliness. Worldliness in our hearts. I'm not talking about the way we dress or other external things. I'm talking about the attitudes of our minds, our philosophies of the way we think we ought to live, of our priorities, of the way we evaluate and make choices within our lives and within our families. It can often evidence in friendliness with the world. And there's three things that I want to leave you with from this text today, and that's how you can experience God's remedy to worldliness. And here's how. Draw near to God. And then we see the result that He draws near to us. Drawing near to God takes place through humble confession and repentance of sin and dependence upon Christ. Those are not necessarily easy. It takes a lot of heart work, but nothing worth achieving in this way is without effort. So we pray that you do that day by day. Today, please pray for Sam Freeman and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Burmese Life Word broadcast in Burma.